It's continuing coverage of APGC Boys Wrestling with senior Jesse Brower going back to the state tournament for the second year in a row. First of all, congrats on this accomplishment. Just to start off here, coming into today, you were a returning state qualifier from last year. What was the mindset knowing that you know you have what it takes, but still, you know, had to come through and take care of business here today?
Well, I'm not going to lie. It kind of caught me off guard when I found out I was seated first today. The kid I was supposed to see in the finals from West Delaware, he was ranked higher than me. So when they seated me first over top of him, I took that as advantage. My first match was easy. I was super excited to go wrestle that kid in the finals. I haven't wrestled someone like that all year. It's been easy wins from here on out. I don't want to say three-round periods before. It's usually been in and out in the first two periods. So coming back today, returning as a senior, state qualifier, this is kind of exciting. You know, my goal is to go out there, make a difference. I want to be known in AP. I've always wanted to be known in AP. I want to put my name on the map if I can.
So you're able to bounce back from that 3-2 loss in the championship match with a 3-minute 30-second pin in the second place match. So able to get it done, but I guess when it comes to that first place match, what do you think are maybe the biggest lessons you learned from that kind of a match? Because again, you said you haven't had many of those kinds of matches here this year.
The biggest lesson I would say I learned is, you know, I need to be more aggressive. I get in my own head, my first round comes around, and I sit there and I think to myself, well, maybe this guy's a lot bigger than me, maybe I should slow down. But as coaches Moeller, Coach Chad, or Chad Eberhardt and Joel Rines, they've all noticed that I'm more aggressive when I just shoot and I attack. But when I pull back, I get in my own head and end up losing. Every single match that I pull back, I end up losing.
And kind of on a similar note to what you just said, but how would you describe like your style as a wrestler, or what makes you tick? What are you best at here as a wrestler?
You know, I never really thought about that, but I would say more aggressive. I've never been really the technical type. I've always been manhandle kind of type. That's the same way in the weight room. I like to manhandle. I like to be in control. So in a way, when they make me upset, I like to just be able to throw them around. That's why I like wrestling at the weight class I am, because I'm wrestling against guys my own weight that I know I can lift them pretty easily.
All right, and going to Des Moines next week, what's it going to take to continue to be successful? I know your trip down there last year got cut shorter than you wanted, but this time around, what's got to continue to go right for you to make some noise down there and maybe make it onto the podium?
Like I said, I've gone very far. I went from a JV wrestler my sophomore year to making it to state my junior year to making it to state again this year, and I have to improve. I can't just leave it out the way it was last year. I've been known to improve. I'm going to improve. And if I don't, I don't, but I will. I want to. I want to be known.
All right, that's APGC's Jesse Brower. Thanks for the time, and congrats on making it to state. We'll catch you down there.